This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you are invited here to join us toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you get on those lines. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. Plus, frequently co-hosts of the show, like Conan, you and I are in there regularly in the Discord chat. So drop on in. You can say hi to other listeners. The chat's there 24/7. So there's people in there at all times of the day and the night. There's different channels on which you can discuss everything from video games to cryptocurrency and other topics. Right now, there's been a lot of discussion about Cody Wilson, who's being targeted by the Austin City cops with a warrant for his arrest. He is apparently in Taiwan and has not yet commented publicly on the warrant for his arrest, which is for so-called sexual assault.
I did hear rumor that before he left, he might have been in contact with the sister or a friend of the girl.
Oh, really?
Oh, really. This is according to the
And they might have tipped him off. They might have tipped him off.
Might have tipped him off to actually leave the country. So it could be business. It could be an escape. Or who knows?
Interesting. Well, I wouldn't blame him if he never wanted to come back, because he's facing up to 20 years in prison for what looks like a completely consensual act. The girl in this particular case, who is allegedly 16 years old, which puts her a matter of weeks or months under the legal age in Texas. Because if she were to just be 17, then all of a sudden she'd have the magical ability to make decisions
herself. She would have crossed that magical line that turns her into a knowing individual.
Yeah, so again, calling this sexual assault, again, is an insult to people who've actually been raped and, you know, held against their will. But we can continue. You can share your thoughts with us. In fact, we're going to Parnell Correctional Institution in Michigan, Jackson, Michigan, where AJ is on the line. AJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I only got 2 minutes left. Anyhow,
sorry,
I want to talk about making America great again for everyone.
Okay.
And it's important. In this place, you can see how much corruption there is in the government, and it's so important. People have to realize on the outside that it's really life and death situation. We need people voting libertarian candidates in office so we can realistically in 10 years get a libertarian government running in this country. So we can really follow up on the founding principles this country was started with. Less government, less laws, less taxes, more freedom, more money, more liberty. And it's something that we really have to do, because there's so much corruption going on. This prison system is just horrible. I mean, just the fact that what they're doing in the criminal justice system is just terrible. I mean, they're putting people in prison that are innocent, including myself. And it's just a shame that's going on in America, the land of the free.
How many of your co-prisoners there are so-called statutory rapists?
There's a number of them in here. And the key is, in Michigan, it can be consenting adults. If you have oral sex, it's life in prison in Michigan. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the laws, the antiquated laws they still have on the books right now.
Wait, oral sex between adults is illegal in Michigan?
Hold on,
Daryl. I want to say thanks, AJ, for the call, because they're going to cut him at exactly 9:10 here, because it's lockdown time in Parnell.
20 seconds. Okay, but I'm going to call back tomorrow.
I'm
but
sure you will.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. We need to get the word out.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. Enjoy the night if you can.
Speaking of taking it back to lofty goals, I don't see it. 10 years?
Oh, 10 years is really
I don't see it at all. I mean, this...
The Libertarian Party hasn't barely gotten elected a dog catcher in 40 or 50 years.
Not to mention the oxymoron that is a libertarian government.
Even if we had...
It just doesn't work, because that's really our problem, is that...
The government?
That's not my goal as a libertarian.
What is your goal?
To better government. I don't want government.
I want it to go away.
I want it to go away. So, I mean, to actually infiltrate government and try to make it better from the inside,
It's an ugly, ugly process.
It's not possible.
Well,
it's like trying to cure cancer by becoming cancer myself and going to.
So what do you do then if you can't infiltrate the government and take it down from the inside? What do you do then?
You know, sometimes I think that we will never. We'll never fix this. The only way we as human beings will get past this enslaving each other to fund these programs that we find desirable, is to actually evolve.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree. Because
not to what the communists want, to all be ants, to bees, where we're all hive mind, we're all part of the collective.
To evolve to responsible individuals.
To individuals. Yeah. And that is the key, where we all... Just like what the Constitution is supposed to protect above all, and that is the rights of the individual, not the group, not the collective. That's the only way. And when human beings have gotten to that point, we won't need government.
Correct. I think you're absolutely right about that. Ultimately, it's a numbers game. And whether you want to change the government or evolve past it, you still have to have numbers. And so I agree with you. We have to get to the point where humans are no longer desirous of trying to control their neighbor.
And they don't. Once that happens, and you don't have a certain amount who are dependent on rulers making decisions for them.
Yeah. So the government is so entrenched, we're not anywhere near this happening because we can't even get 1% of libertarians to pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire. If we could get 1% of libertarians to move to New Hampshire, we'd have enough people here to win basically any election.
Right.
And we'd have enough people to influence their neighbors in, you know, every different aspect
of their lives.
Well,
that's if after getting the libertarians to move to New Hampshire, we could convince them that voting Republican isn't the best thing to do. Because there are so many that they're like, well, you just got to vote for the Republicans because they're friendlier to liberty.
But I agree with Conan that you wouldn't even need to vote. If enough people just decided government was over, if they decided the coercive state was something they didn't believe in anymore and they didn't want anything to do with anymore, if it was enough people, then everybody out there who was still clamoring for the state and clamoring for people to believe in it and be obedient to it, if you had enough people disobeying the idea and disbelieving the idea of the state would become completely impotent as a concept. They wouldn't be able to get away with the horrible things that they do to people because people would start seeing them as what they are, which is an occupying criminal gang. And start treating them as an occupying
like a mafia,
gang, like a mafia. But until that paradigm shift occurs, we're struggling for relevance. We're struggling to be heard, which is why we get involved in politics, because it is a way to get heard.
Right.
It's a way to be, you know, to get the ideas of liberty in front of people, to give them the chance to actually consider these ideas.
Right. That's the worst part about this is when a lot of us have run for office here in the area, and we'll suggest these crazy concepts. And that people are like, well, that won't work because we've never done it that way. And it's like, well, just because we've never done it that way doesn't mean it's not the right answer.
Well, I've even had...
Nobody had flown an airplane before the Wright brothers did.
And they were told they couldn't, right?
Yeah. You're going to die!
You can't do that.
Well, nobody sold an iPhone before Apple created one.
My advice for the better mousetrap is people out there, you can make your own decisions. You can be your own ruler. Mm-hmm. You don't have to vote for Hillary or for Trump or for even what's Aleppo Johnson. You could be your own ruler. You can make your own decisions. You can do this on your own. You could be a free person. You can own yourself.
But until enough people come to those conclusions, we can't have that freedom.
And that's why. And that's why I think that the collapse is going to.
You think that's coming first?
It's coming first, and it's going to be a hard couple of decades.
But even if that happens, that won't end. Even if a collapse happens, that won't end people's belief in the state. If this state collapses and people still believe in the state, they'll just build another one.
No, right? Exactly. And this is what happened 80 years ago when you had the divide. You had the two tribes that we're dealing with right now. The two tribes that are actually in power. They're actually two sides of the same coin. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the left and the right.
Yep.
What did they do? They still believed in government, and they put all their faith in the powers of two individuals. I'm thinking Stalin and Hitler, and things got better for a while for them, but history says that it didn't work out all that well when you consider all the people who died from it.
We got time for you. Your calls, your thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, which is why I think the New Hampshire Freedom Migration is the most important factor here, because it it can accelerate that concentration. You need to have a concentration of people who believe similar ideas in order for those ideas to be propagated effectively to the surrounding community.
And to have the support of your neighbor who thinks like you do.
Right. If you're just a kook, seen as a kook, as the lone libertarian in town who's, you know, waving a sign all by themselves on the side of the road like I once was in Sarasota, Florida, or the one guy running for office, you're nobody, you're never going to have an impact. But if you got people backing you up, it makes all the difference in the world. More coming up.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizon.global.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Fortnite addiction. Daryl's got a story about a video game habit that's apparently causing people to break up.
And there ought to be a law.
Somebody's probably going to call for that.
You got these kids who are spending all their money buying these transactions, these microtransactions.
We talked about the microtransactions last week.
And then you got them, they're spending 23 hours and a half a day killing each other.
We'll get into it. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts first, though. And I do want you to know that Anarchapulco is coming up in about 5 months. It's February 14th through the 17th. Anarchapulco.com is where you can go to get your tickets now. And you really ought to go sooner rather than later. They're halfway to being sold out. And halfway to being sold out for 2019 means they've almost sold as many tickets already as they sold this year in the 2018 version. So they had about 1,700 attendees in 2018. They can have as many as 3,000 next year, so they're moving to a larger space. So they're already over 1,500 sold this for 2019. So I'm going to say this event's going to sell out, too. So even though they're almost doubling their capacity, I suspect they're going to sell it out because Ron Paul's going to be there. And, you know, regardless of what you think about Ron Paul, I think he is a very attractive speaker. People want to see him speak. A lot of people have never seen him speak in person, and that's a huge attraction.
That still surprises me that there's a lot of people in the Liberty Movement that haven't seen him speak.
I've
seen him, you know, like half a dozen times.
Yeah, I've seen him twice. Conan hasn't seen him.
I haven't seen him in person, but yeah. I've heard.
And
hundreds of hours of YouTube, well, not hundreds, but many, 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 many hours of YouTube videos.
Yeah, if you've seen one Ron Paul speech, you've seen every Ron Paul speech.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
To some extent, that's true. But ultimately, it's the same thing with anybody who's starstruck, Conan. You know, whether it's Justin Bieber or Ron Paul.
Not me.
I know, I'm not saying you are.
I'm not impressed with anyone.
I'm with you, man. I'm like that, too. But it's the same way for a lot of people who they get starstruck by a certain personality.
And next thing you know, they're throwing their panties on the stage. It's ridiculous.
That didn't happen, but, you know,
so
it could.
I've actually got a funny story about a couple of people that I know from Wisconsin that they have, what's the word to use here? Authentic Vermin Supreme forged Ron Paul signature tattoos. So.
How much are they worth?
I don't know. I'm not going to cut the skin off and try to sell it.
Yeah.
So. There was the event that I was at back around Memorial Day, the unconvention.
In Nebraska?
In Omaha, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Ron Paul was a speaker, and after he gave the speech, he was standing around taking pictures and signing stuff for people.
Right.
And they said,
like a superstar would do,
Ron Paul, will you sign? You know, like one of them wanted an arm and the other wanted something else. And he was like, I don't sign flesh.
Really?
Yes. He doesn't sign.
So, Vermin did it instead. He was sitting right there next to him.
So,
and Vermin did
Supreme
it.
Was nearby, and you know, like he saw something with Ron Paul's signature, and he's like, "I'm pretty certain I can do that." And so he gets like some scratch paper, and he's sitting there. Yep. All right. I'm good.
Got it.
And then got the Sharpie. Did the signature on their arms. They drive down to the tattoo parlor.
In Nebraska and got the tattoos.
And got the tattoos.
You know what? That sounds
something
my kid would do.
They have certified.
She's one of these tattoo hounds. And she doesn't care what it is. It's like, come on,
man. How many does she have now?
Two friggin' many.
They have certified, authentic, Vermin Supreme forged Ron Paul signature tattoos.
Wow, that's interesting that Ron Paul will sign a piece of paper, but he won't sign somebody's skin.
Hmm. Yeah. What if it's like, maybe it's like
I think
religious?
It's a hygiene. It's like, no, I think it's more a hygiene.
It's like branding cattle.
I don't know.
You don't brand cattle with a Sharpie.
Yeah, but it's like keywords here, branding cattle. And we have someone on the
Yeah, we're going to get to that. First, we go to the phones here. Robert is in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via the Discord chat. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I've been a part of of this organization, you know, with you guys for probably 8 or 9 years.
Which organization?
Well, with Free State Project. I know I'm not a member of it, but I mean I follow the beliefs and everything.
Okay.
You know, I'm not trying to say that I'm, but nevertheless,
yeah,
I've been a follower of this. Because I believe it, you know.
Okay.
I'm not over in New Hampshire because I have my own reasons why I'm not there. But I, you know, you and I, Ian and Dale, we sat down, you know, last week, and you know, I feel that a lot of changes are coming. Only because, I mean, with all the things that are coming down the pike, we've got a transgender governor running in Vermont. Mm-hmm. We have a transgender sheriff running in Cheshire County. We got the legalization of marijuana coming up. We got the Me Too movement with the women. Tangerine Jesus is in office. You know, the entire country.
Oh, that is a first.
Okay. You ever heard that?
No, I heard the Cheeto, the great Cheeto man, but the Tangerine Jesus? That's excellent.
All of these things. I mean, take a look at like it this way. You know, like you remember when you were a child and you had one of those, it's like a Christmas ornament inside glass and you shake it and all the snowflakes are all. This is what's going on right now. This is what I'm seeing. There's a shake-up going on around the whole entire world and you know, a lot of different things are shifting out. This is what they call real change.
Well, I appreciate your optimism, and I've told you this in person. I think that, you know, you also, of course, pointed out cryptocurrency is on the rise. And
yes.
One thing's for sure about crypto, the libertarians were there first. You want to go back in time to 2009, Satoshi Nakamoto coming out with Bitcoin. Arguably, Satoshi was a libertarian or a voluntarist, and it appealed to libertarian techno nerds first and foremost. And so those are the ones who are holding significant amounts of this cryptocurrency, unless they foolishly sold it all. And that likely means there are going to be a bunch of libertarian millionaires and billionaires, which is going to change dramatically the face of libertarian politics, because when it comes to politics, money matters, right? Being able to get your message out there more effectively is an important thing to do, and so that's going to change things. And also, that money can change the face of media as well. If a libertarian Bitcoin millionaire becomes a Bitcoin billionaire, as Bitcoin, let's say, it goes up another 10x in the next couple of years, John McAfee saying it might hit $1 million per Bitcoin. You know, if it actually does,
yeah, didn't he say he was going to do a particular act?
He did say he would do something with him.
And by the way, it's not just crypto, but it is the introduction of the World Wide Web, which I believe is the most powerful tool that has been given to us. This is the printing press of our era that's going to allow just this show, for example, the fact that you can reach so many people and you don't have to be anybody.
I mean, I am optimistic, ultimately. I mean, that's why I'm here doing this. If I wasn't optimistic, I'd probably just give up and, you know, play video games.
Put your head back in the sand and, play that Fortnite we're about to talk about.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the optimism, and I thank you for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you, and you can join them over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll jump into the room with you, and then you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian Conan and Daryl. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Fortnite, one of those popular video games.
Never played it.
On the planet right now. I have tried it. So I know a little bit about what it is, and I've watched it played. There's more coming up here. It's apparently ruining lives.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Conway, South Carolina to tour the damage from Hurricane Florence. Now, before leaving for South and North Carolina, the president talked about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the sexual assault allegations being waged against him.
I think he's an extraordinary man. I think he's a man of great intellect, as I've been telling you, and he has an unblemished record. This is a very tough thing for him and his family. And we want to get it over with. At the same time, we want to give tremendous amounts of time. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump surveying the damage in North. The woman who helped her husband kidnap Elizabeth Smart in 2002 has been released from prison. Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars. Her husband remains in prison serving a life sentence for Smart's abduction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Zencash is now known as Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology. That's really good privacy tech. With a decentralized secure node architecture, they've got more secure nodes, super nodes, and full nodes combined in the Zencash system than Bitcoin has full nodes in their system. So it is a very secure cryptocurrency network, but it's more than just cryptocurrency. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including private chat. And soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon. Bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global. That's horizen.global. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it's Gene calling from California, listening to a station that we're not officially on in Florida. Go ahead, Gene. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm not officially on? Wow. Okay, so some small information. I'll be 65 in a couple of weeks, and I've been down here for 11 years. I took care of my dad, so passed away, but I come from Maine originally, almost originally. But I spent my adult life up there. I'm sort of a survivalist, and you guys sound very interesting. I just picked you up on the radio station maybe 6 months ago, and I've heard you see every night since then. It's quite interesting, and I have an intense dislike of the government and the way they're doing things. I like the country, but where are you guys located? You're in Keene?
So we're in Keene, New Hampshire, which is the southwestern corner of New Hampshire.
Yes, yes. I've been looking in the map and everything, and I took my bike up there about 2 years ago, but I went to the Cuyamunga Scenic Trail in Woodstock.
Sounds nice. Woodstock, that's northern New Hampshire. Yeah, that's where they set up the checkpoints, the illegal, and by my opinion, immigration checkpoints that they've been doing here have been set up in Woodstock.
They didn't get me. I'm just an old white guy, though. Now, how's the rentals up there? I'd love to move up there, but I can't live in a town. I'm a sort of survivalist.
Well, there's, as you know, you said you're from Maine originally?
Yeah.
Well, then you know that in New England, there's, especially northern New England, there ain't crap around here. There's mostly woods. It's pretty easy to get out into the middle of nowhere if that's what you want to do. We could throw a rock this house and hit the woods if we wanted to.
Yes. Like I said, I was up there a couple of years ago. I did the Appalachian Trail in 1984, actually.
Oh, wow.
But, man, spiritual. Anyway. I'm interested in moving up there.
Here's what I'd recommend that you do, Gene. We've got the New Hampshire Freedom Migration that's going on, and thank you for the call tonight. If you go to move.shiresociety.com, there's a little bit of information there. There's also a great video called The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's actually about 4 years old, I think, coming up in November. It's going to celebrate its four-year anniversary.
Nice.
And that's a great video. It's only an hour in length. It doesn't take a whole lot of time to consume it. And if you need to, break it up into parts. If you're super busy, watch 10 minutes one day or 15 minutes another day, and you'll nail it within a week. But it's chock full of literally 101 reasons why libertarians really ought to move to New Hampshire. If for no other reason than to just be in a freer place,
right?
It'll work for that. But also to gather together with other people of a like mindset, people who have had enough of the government, people who have had enough of statism, big government interfering in people's lives and destroying lives. And, you know, we're tired of it. We wanted to do something about it. And we were tired of losing, tired of, you know, struggling for, you know, 1%. Or 2% of the vote in the states from which we've all moved. Now, libertarians are ballot qualified here in New Hampshire to have the same ballot level as Republicans and Democrats. So that's a first for the last 22 years here in New Hampshire. This is going to be a pretty interesting election. I know, Daryl, you've been following things closely. And again, Gene, thank you for the call. Check out 101reasonsfilm.com. That's where you can watch that documentary for free. Any other highlights that you've heard recently in the election? I know Yoletta Jarvis, or actually I learned it's pronounced Yoletta. Yoletta Jarvis, or Jarvis, was actually...
She's always said her name as Yoletta Jarvis.
She has, but she revealed what it's really pronounced as.
Yeah, do you have any information on that ward in Manchester that threw out some libertarian votes?
Yeah, so there was a recount in a Senate primary where...
With Carla Garrick, the former president of the Free State Project.
Right? She filed as a Republican.
Right.
But the way New Hampshire does primaries is they will just put out the ballot and there's a blank line and you can write somebody in. And there was one particular ward that somebody was there and heard them say there were a certain number of write-in votes that were cast, but then when the numbers went to the Secretary of State, they only showed that there was one write-in vote for Carla Garrick. And she was like, something seems right here.
Because Manchester's got a lot of libertarians who are registered to vote there.
Right.
So there should be more than one.
Right. All of the other wards in that Senate district had between like 4 and 5. But the number of write-ins in this particular ward was closer to like 30. It's like, kind of weird that they're saying now there's only one write-in. So she filed to do a recount. And there were, in fact, 29 write-in votes for Carla Garrick in this particular ward. And
that's a huge discrepancy.
Right. Now, I've seen some people posting on social media about this proves voter fraud. No, this is not voter fraud.
It's
this is voter suppression.
Scamming.
This is election clerks that are either intentionally...
Right.
Oops. You know,
just let that stack of write-ins over there.
Intentionally not doing their job, yeah. Or they're completely incompetent.
One or the other.
In either case, they should not be election officials.
Right.
This is not voter fraud. This is voter suppression.
Correct.
So Carla will now be on the general election ballot twice. Once as a Republican, once as a Libertarian, because she wound up getting over the 35 votes required to be the winner of the Libertarian primary.
And so does that mean that her votes will be summed at the end of the night on the
Anybody that votes
election?
For her as a Republican will have those votes added to the vote she gets as a Libertarian.
Gotcha.
By the way, how many write-ins did our candidate for sheriff here in Cheshire County, how many did she need? To qualify.
Everybody needs 35 to win a primary via write-in.
But she didn't need to win the primary because now that the Libertarian Party is ballot qualified, is at the same level.
Right. We've got this 1 week period to name people to ballot vacancies.
They have a special ability.
Gotcha.
Right. That they didn't have before this year. So this was the first time in 22 years the Libertarians have had this
Correct.
Level of ability. Hopefully we can keep it. Again, our candidate for governor, Yoletta Garbus, she needs to get 4%
Correct.
In order to keep this ballot access.
Yes.
And I hope that she can. But unfortunately, what we've already seen the fixes in when it comes to the debates. The incumbent governor in New Hampshire has refused to debate. And so now his challenger, whose name is Molly Kelly, she's actually from the Keene area, she is also refusing to debate Yoletta.
What?
So it could have been two women having a debate with one another with the empty chair for the male from the Republican Party. But now Kelly's going along with the scam.
So, the one debate that invited all three candidates, the only person to confirm was the Libertarian. The Republican and Democrat both refused to attend. AARP is putting on some kind of debate, and they set the threshold at, they just decided, Commission on Presidential Debate chooses 15%. That's what we'll use. But they're not basing it on any kind of polling, because there's not been any polling recently. They're saying every party that received 15% of the vote in the last election gets to show up.
Which means just the Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
So is he going to attend, is the current governor going to attend the two-person debates, or is he going to also boycott
those? I understand
that
he's attending the AARP debate.
So they really don't want the Libertarian on stage. They are working together, the Libertarian or the Republican and Democrat candidates working together to keep Yoletta Garbus out of the debates.
You know, hate is a strong word, but I really hate these people. Thank good God, they're horrible people.
There's more coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk Live in moments.
On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School Clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you get on the line right now, our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, more than one of them, actually, that are available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio with you tonight. We still have the video game topic, Daryl, you brought in about Fortnite. That's on the way, but we're going to go to the phones first, actually to the Discord chat, where David in New Mexico is online. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, this stuff's all kind of tied together. I'll rattle it off real quick. It might be of interest to you. And what were you saying earlier? Who was Justin Bieber?
I think we were talking about celebrities. Ron Paul. I mentioned Justin Bieber. He's a singer.
Oh, Justin Bieber. Yeah. Oh, I thought you said somebody was Justin Bieber. Never mind.
No, that sounds dirty. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's dirty. First of all, trivia, Sarah was mentioning yesterday the Rio Rancho stats or whatever there was about 30th nicest whatever.
The nicest city to live in?
Yeah.
What she called about yesterday.
The mayor of Rio Rancho has invited me to go to lunch with him. I haven't gone yet. That's just trivia. But anyway, Sarah promoted Free Talk Live on local. Yeah, it is. Sarah promoted Free Talk Live on local radio station, and she actually did a pretty good job of it.
Was it on a local radio station that airs the show or on a local radio station that doesn't air the show?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't air the show.
Which station?
But you might want to. It's that KKOB 770 station.
Oh, that's if you're going to get if you're going to promote Free Talk Live on a station that doesn't air us. That's
one
to do it.
If we could do anything, it'd be get a radio station in Sarah's area.
We have one.
Why doesn't she listen to it?
We're on KABQ.
But she doesn't listen to it.
She may. We're not live during most hours on KABQ.
She actually referenced that. She plugged your affiliate at not just Free Talk Live. She plugged your affiliate. And you can, and this is the important part. They're for several more hours, probably tonight is the last evening, because the dude puts up like a week's worth of show podcasts, and the one that Sarah's in is coming down tonight or tomorrow morning or something like that, and it's at you can find it real easy. The dude's name, it's the Pat Frisch Show.
Oh, Pat
sounds
Frisch.
Like Fat Dish.
I know,
yeah,
Pat Frisch.
Sounds like Fat Yeah, sounds like
he's the program director of the radio station. He's been there forever. The station you're referencing is a monster station. And David, thanks for the call. And the heads up on
what? And he's discontinuing his program?
Pat Frisch? No, definitely not. David, thank you. I appreciate it. But Pat's the program director of the radio station. I don't think he's going to quit doing his show. Frequently in radio these days, the program director will also be a host on the air.
We have the same exact thing in our town of Kent here.
It's cheaper that way. You know, that way they don't actually have to pay a different air talent. They just have the program
director. In a way, you are that with LRN.FM. I mean,
but I'm not a real good program director. Apparently, poor Tim Preuss, who's one of the shows on LRN, our automation system had frozen up, apparently, on his show to download, because he's a podcast.
Right.
And we download his show, and he's actually the only podcast that's scheduled on LRN. Every other podcast is sort of like in a loop of
running
different podcasts. But he actually does a show with the intention of it airing on LRN, so he does it to a specific length. So he does a two-hour podcast every day. So I'm like, all right, we'll give you a slot. Well, apparently it didn't download his show for a whole week, and so he gave me a heads up the other day, like, oh, hey, I was listening to LRN, and I heard my show from a week ago. Wow. Something might be wrong, and I checked, and the program looked like it was running correctly. I saw the updated episodes, but apparently it just wasn't downloading them, so I restarted the program, and it was
good. But wasn't there some kind of thing where you tried contacting him via email, and you couldn't,
That was Jason Stapleton.
Ah, okay. That
has resurfaced now at this point and has begun producing programs.
I didn't get to ask Olson when he was on. Find that clip of whatever podcast he was calling in on the radio show.
He said it's going to get uploaded sometime tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
And grab it. I mean, I think that's true.
Unless they dumped it or something like that after the fact or edited it out. But it's a big station. But she apparently was promoting that we were on their competitor, which is the Clear Channel, or formerly known as Clear Channel, now iHeartMedia, there in Albuquerque, which is KABQ, one of the few remaining progressive talk stations out there. They air us, let's see here, Monday through Friday.
And when you say progressive, you mean heavily left-leaning.
Yeah.
Liberal.
Yeah. And we're on there actually 6 days a week. So we're actually on 7 to 10 at night. So we're on for 1 hour during our live live times in Albuquerque. So anyway, thanks. And thanks to everybody who is out there listening on the radio or wherever you are, whether it's a podcast. If you want to download the show, you can always go grab us over at freetalklive.com. And I got to mention this, and we'll get into Fortnite.
You can grab us, and it's consensual.
Yeah. If you want to support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier like Brett Perry, who is one of our gold amplifiers. He's given $10 a month to Free Talk Live because he wants us to get on more radio stations.
That's not my cousin or my brother.
That you know of. Maybe he's a second cousin or a third cousin or something like that. But either way, Brett Perry, longtime amplifier, longtime supporter of the show. We ask for $5 a month for people that support Free Talk Live. He's doing 10. We appreciate that. But you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. And your amp dollars go to help us get on new radio stations, to help us market the show to new stations, to get on in new markets and reach new people with the ideas of liberty. So if you value the work that we do here, because nobody else is doing it like this, at this level in the radio business with a message that's as principled as we are, if you appreciate the work we do and you want to get some cool perquisites and bonuses for being a Free Talk Live amplifier, then go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get special access to things like our Discord chats and the amplifier Facebook group and more. Once again, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin BTC, and again, it's just $5 a month, and we really appreciate it at amp.freetalklive.com. Daryl, what's the story with Fortnite?
So
one of the hottest games for the last year or so in the world.
Yeah, apparently.
That Daryl has never played or probably didn't have a clue until he read this article.
No, I've heard.
He probably still has a clue what it is.
I've heard it talked about.
Yep.
I couldn't tell you anything about what the object of the game is.
It's a first-person shooter. They call it a battle royale.
It can be team-based.
Style, where they drop 99 players into a play zone, and then it's last man standing or last team standing, whoever it is that's not eliminated at the end of the game. And also what happens is the game area closes in. So there's like an invisible or semi-visible wall that kind of surrounds the area, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So everybody's scattered about the map. They all jump out of an airplane at the beginning, right. And then, you know, over time, the game area just closes in, and so everybody's forced, the remaining survivors are forced to go into the same area with one another, and eventually somebody...
What's going on with this game, Daryl?
Well, apparently... There are a lot of people that really, really love this game.
Mm-hmm.
So that, according to Divorce Online, having looked at divorce petitions in the UK, the game has been mentioned by name in over 200 divorce petitions thus far this year.
God. Wait. In one country.
I didn't realize that was an option to specify what... Irreconcilable differences you had.
Well, in what is it, non-no fault states? Don't you have to have some sort of difference in order to? I don't know a whole lot about divorce.
Yeah,
I think there's something called no fault divorce.
I don't know what the laws are in the UK.
There's something called no fault divorce where you can just get a divorce because you want to get a divorce.
Right.
And then there's other states that don't have that where you have to specify your grievances.
Right.
So how many out of how many?
They're saying at least 200 out of 4,665 petitions that they have looked at this year. They say it equates to roughly 5%.
Yeah.
They also say that Divorce Online, this again from CNET, Divorce Online found addictions to online activities like games, porn, and social media came up as one of the reasons people in the UK were filing for divorce. They said that...
What were the options? Porn, gaming?
They're saying addictions
computer
to...
Stuff.
Yeah, digital addictions.
Robots.
Games, porn, and social media came up as one of the reasons people in
social
the UK were
media?
Filing for
We've
divorce.
We've got the story, your analysis, Daryl. Because we're short on time.
It's interesting.
My analysis
it's also sad.
What's the thing about this game that's like, you know, causing people to...
It's
not
just
pay
a hot
attention
game.
To
I
their
mean,
spouse.
It's all about
Did
the reward.
This
it's all
with
about
the World of Warcraft.
It's all about the rewards.
You better believe it happened with
Dan Dungeons and Dragons back in the day.
EverQuest was another big one. Any of these games that suck people's time away, they become addicted to it. They'll quit their jobs over this stuff in some cases.
A lot of them lose their jobs.
Right. They just won't go to work.
Here's something also interesting. Pornhub released statistics saying that apparently searches for Fortnite have increased.
Fortnite porn.
Yes.
Of course. Rule 34? If you can think of it, there's porn of it.
Yeah.
All right. We're done, but only for the next 21 hours, and then we'll be back. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.